everyone. We are back for the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, your chief host of the show. And joining us, as always, is none other than my wonderful co-host, Avira.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's 2023. It's going to be a good year. I know it.
It really is. We've made it this far, and oh my goodness, yes, we're in for another wild ride, if the past years are anything to go by. So buckle up, because this train ain't slowing down.
Groovy.
Alright. Now, joining us as always, our interim host, Noble. Mood. And joining us again this time, we have Ali.
Arf, arf, oh, hail everyone. Bark, bark.
Hello. Again. All
right. So, 2023. Who's ready for this wild ride?
Me.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that the world didn't end last year. That's good. You know, it kind of just seems like a continuation of what's just been going on so far.
Like, it really has. Like, you know, 2022 really did throw us a lot of sudden curveballs.
Yeah, like, man.
Everybody thought we were going to go to World War III, but instead we ended up loving the letter Z.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty bonkers.
I know. But it kind of is a bit more or less of the same as of the past 3 years. You know, COVID seems to like just be in the background, not going away. And you're like, hey, I'm still here. I'm still relevant. Can you just engineer me a new variant so I can be relevant again?
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, the new variant is going to be something that sounds really super scary, like Ultra Omega 10 Delta, or just something crazy.
Yeah, well, I think they only have so many letters of the Greek alphabet to go through. Well, we can't say that one letter because it hits too close to home.
Right.
But, yes. What are we expecting to be in here for 2023? What's everyone expecting?
Every movie is going to be a sequel.
Unfortunately.
that's what I'm thinking. There's not going to be anything original. It's all reboots and rehashes and all that.
Personally, I believe everyone's just going to double down from the last couple of years. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's probably going to drive his company into the, you know, ground.
It has. Like, the fact of the matter is I've wanted to talk about it, but now even people are, like, using his fake VR world to make him happy.
Isn't the European Union suing him for €390 million because Metaverse was, like, stealing data from Facebook? I just saw that earlier. Yeah, he's still probably not in a good situation.
No, I think the situation that we're all overjoyed at is that his shit for Thingo's companies are collapsing.
I seriously wonder how much money they would have saved if they just bought Second Life and tried to migrate it to a new system.
You know, I was just thinking that. Because, like, what is Metaverse if not just a crappier version of Second Life?
And, like, you know, and it can't even hold a candle to VR chat.
I don't know. That was weird. That was a weird investment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the VR bandwagon was like, what, 8 years ago? If anything at that.
Yeah, well, granted, I tried VR recently and it was pretty darn cool.
You know, I would have thought you'd basically either just fall off the screen or something.
Oh, I totally almost tripped and fell, like, in my living room. It was terrifying. But it was fun playing around with it. Like, I only tried it for like an hour. But it was okay.
Yeah.
I can't do Oculus headsets because I get motion sickness.
Yeah, it was scary. Like, it was so disorienting. The worst was walking towards the stairs. Because, like, I was standing there at the front of the steps looking down. I'm like, okay, there's a staircase in front of me. I know I'm on a flat plane in real life, but it looks like I was going to walk down the stairs. And it was, oh, man, it was spooky. And
don't feel bad because my dumbass decided to drink alcohol and smoke pot before going on my cousin's Oculus. And oh boy, mixed with motion sickness, that did not turn out well.
Yeah, that sounds like a good decision. Oh no.
Yeah, very smart of me to do, huh?
Goodness.
Alright, so there may be a couple of things that you may have missed that we've got to get around to. But first, a bit of housekeeping. The Furry Raiders are officially also celebrating the 15th anniversary.
Woo!
And it's a
God,
new
I feel old.
A new era, a new world.
Check it out. So, since 2007. Ah, oh, man. This is so cool.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Oh, we should have provided some screenshots of Malmatopia. Oh, that's depressing.
No.
So this is 15th anniversary Solarpunk. Is that what it's called? Solarpunk?
It is Solarpunk themed.
Ah, nice. So this is like the futuristic utopian world.
In a way, yes, it is a futuristic utopia, albeit arguably a lot more hopeful and greeny and colorful than cyberpunk.
Yeah, it's pretty. I like the hot air balloons in the background. Really cool touch.
Yeah, like it's a very unique depiction of solarpunk, but granted, solarpunk is in and of itself like the new upcoming, kid on the block. And still, there's still a lot of interpretation for solarpunk, but I really dig this angle.
Yeah, it's a nice piece.
Yeah. But, look at that. We're just basically having a nice day out in the garden.
Yeah.
It's perfect. But it really does, what solarpunk really does stand for is, solarpunk does put an emphasis on hopefulness. And I do, again, want to keep mentioning that 2022 was the year where it feels like hope has returned.
Yeah, definitely.
Not just in the wider world, but in a way in the furry world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that.
Yeah. What is your guys' favorite detail about this piece, about this artwork?
Okay, I think it's really cute that Rose is just pulling on Fox's tail. He's popping out of the bushes and just tagging on it. It's so cute. What are you doing, man? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think how Fox was digs. He's it's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
For a theme like this. He's the futuristic style of supervillain.
I hate to think about the stitching on that thing. Yeesh.
I like it. I like how we're of how me and Jolton Avera are just standing in front of the camera while Cody's about to take a picture. That's my favorite, mm-hmm. detail in the picture.
Oh, yeah. Cody's a photographer. He does all kinds of recordings and stuff like that. Yeah. It's really cute.
It really worked for us to be all here lined up. It's 10 perfect detailing. Plus, for full disclosure, I actually chose the outfit for immersion reasons only, to get into the solarpunk world.
Yeah, I should have thought of that.
Yeah, Jolt helped me out with picking an outfit as well.
I look more like a scientist, that's a lab coat or something.
Nah, it's a white suit.
Yeah.
I know how lab coats work. I mean, I still have one in my wardrobe. Like, I haven't worn it in like 12 years, ever since my university days. So, yeah, there it is. 15 years for the Foe Raiders, and many more to come.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, another thing that we may have missed, was the untimely and unfortunate passing of some really big names before 2023. Pope Benedict.
Yeah, he was 95 years old at the time of his passing. Mm-hmm. He was Pope for a while until 2013. He retired because he was, getting older. I remember being in Catholic school, though, when John Paul passed and then Benedict came in.
Yeah.
That was around the time during my confirmation, I think.
I was around Catholic school at the time, too, and then World Youth Day was basically around the corner in my neck of the woods in 2008. Mm-hmm. And then, they announced it, Pope Benedict announced it, and then you saw all these hundreds and, hundreds and thousands of Catholics come down to my neck of the woods for a pilgrimage.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It really did. And I still remember, my high school at the time was really, we were really hosting some of the pilgrims, too.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. Not something I'm ever likely to forget anytime soon, but that's just kind of, the thing that he left behind.
Yeah, well, may he rest in peace.
Yes, may he rest in peace.
Hmm. Yes.
Yes. Now, then, with all of that stuff out of the way, all the other housekeeping and little tidbits, we are going to dive in into the things that we have in 2023, which may very well set the trajectory for what will happen out in the wider world and the world will inhibit. And well, we might be scraping the lowest common denominator here. Check this out. Joker becomes pregnant in the new DC comic, and you'll never guess the father.
Is this Stop!
How weird 2023 is going to be.
Hang on. Wasn't it 1994 where the Schwarzenegger was also in a movie where he was pregnant?
Right, you told me about that one. But isn't it at the time, pregnant men were just basically played for laughs?
Yep.
You would think, a few years ago, this would be a Babylon Bee article. But nah. Now it's Murray, and you'll never guess who the father is. Stay tuned. What the hell is this?
Here I go.
Here we go again.
Well, now I want to know who the father is. Now I'm curious.
I kind of want to shout out and say it's himself, but you never know.
My head hurts from this.
Oh, goodness. What's happening?
It's crazy. It's I don't even know if you can even get a Joker to depict this. Of all the Jokers we've had, all of stuff in the past, Oh. Scratch that. I might have the Joker from Suicide Squad. Who was it? Jared Leto?
Oh, was Jared Leto? Is that his name?
Yeah, the frontman from 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, he had metal teeth or something.
Right. Yeah.
Whoever that guy was.
Yeah. But just to show you what it was, here's the depiction of the new 2023 Joker.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but Heath Ledger is still my Joker for the movie franchise.
Yeah, he nailed it.
I want to curse Heath Ledger's legacy to that.
No, I don't.
I can't look at this shit.
Look at the dialogue here. Well, what have we here? I think you're pregnant. I think you're right. Do we have a good bi-tween what?
Again.
Whatever.
Who could use? What? And
I think you're right. Like, oh, what? Oh, this is a normal thing.
Like, you look at this and you normally would think, oh, Joker's probably got a beer gut.
Or he injected himself with an alien placenta in order to take over Guatemala because reasons.
Right.
I don't know. What the hell is this?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's so weird because, like, if you read
Stealing their water supply. Okay.
In one of the comics. One of the characters that Joker has a confrontation with casts a spell in backwards to say, you know, no one else will ever have your baby. And
oh, that's what that says. That's creepy.
Yeah, that's just said that in backwards.
Yeah, on Enos. Okay. Yeah, that's weird. Oh no! What is that? Okay. Nope.
I can't.
Nope.
This doesn't look like Joker. I'm sorry, that does not look like Joker.
Oh, goodness. For those of you who thankfully your eyes didn't have to see that, it was a really creepy looking version of kind of Joker, kind of fetus monster.
And he's also something that will get us very easily demonetized.
Yeah, was that a flamethrower in front of it? Like, were they about to burn it? That's what it looked like. And I don't blame him.
I'm going to have to schedule an appointment with my therapist Monday.
Seriously, was that what that was?
Of flamethrowers, you may as well bring out. Yes.
No, please. What the heck is happening? There's no way 2023 is going to start out that crazy already.
I mean, the fact that he had to be asked as a headline to that is just... It really kind of sets the mood. Sets the trajectory for what we can expect this year.
Oh boy.
And... Yeah. Right, like, why?
Yeah.
I guess you just have to wonder, like, who is it for? Like, who actually wants to read this? And they're like, yeah, cool, the new comic of the Joker. Like, this sounds like a good thing to be a fan of. Like, who actually cares about this kind of stuff?
Vera, this is pre-Musk taking over Twitter. That's where it all comes from.
Okay, but who? Okay. I guess. But still, who actually cares about it?
I mean, whoever wants to read that shit, to each of their own, but damn.
Yeah, so 2023 is probably just going to be a year of reboots, new hashes, things, and
I think a total level of creative bankruptcy that we have not seen for quite some time.
I don't know, getting the Joker pregnant is pretty creative, it's just disturbing. I don't know.
And of all the ways, you know, the Joker had to have gone pregnant from a spell.
Yeah, magic.
All of a sudden, and then he gets, you know, like in the comments, a fetus monster comes out.
Burn it.
Like I said, I'm going to have an interesting conversation with my therapist Monday. Shit.
Well, there was that.
Yeah. And luckily, if it really, I don't want to jinx it, but at the very least, I hope this abomination does not come to fruition into the lights of the big screen.
Oh, goodness, no.
Right, now...
Nope.
Not even the current depiction of the Joker, Phoenix, you know. I don't know. Like, imagine if you're basically the man on cast to play as the Joker. You know, you're currently Phoenix, who, you know, who played the 2019 Joker. And that was basically on the script.
Ah, boy. Well, I guess if he's obligated to a contract, but that'd be embarrassing. Like, I wouldn't want to do that.
Right, you just basically take it up with the, you know, with the screenwriters and say, what is this?
Yeah, what the heck?
He'll just quit on the spot. Shit.
Well, at least there's some good news, because there are actors in movies who are playing these roles and they're just turning around and saying, I'm not doing that again. You know, change my character back to how it's supposed to be. Otherwise, I'm not going to be in the movie again.
Right.
Which makes you wonder if the whole Marvel universe is going to get rebooted.
Well, there's more that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. So that's a really good point. It's a really good segue to it. But yeah, like, imagine that, you know. And speaking of Joker and previous Jokers, with the 2019 Joker, you know how that movie went. It was basically, we live in a society, the movie. And I guess this rendition would be just like that. That plus more. Like, we live in Bizarro World.
Pretty much.
Ooh, interesting last question from Joseph. Who was better, Heath Ledger Joker or Joaquin Phoenix Joker?
I think Heath Ledger. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's really, you know, you just can't, like, he's really
but they're so different though, like their whole performances and like the way they take on the character, like you really, it's hard to compare them exactly, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ledger nailed it.
Big time. You know, don't get me wrong, Phoenix was great. I loved his depiction in the joke in 2019's Joker. It's great. Like, he really pulled it off. But yeah. But you're right, like, to get to the whole point of, you know, why the characters have ruined, like, you know, like Noble was saying, I guess you just have to take a look at what's happening with other stuff too. Like, I want a question to ask you guys. What will 2023 bring to TV series?
Well, that's the difficult thing nowadays, because a lot of streaming services are having their exclusive content. Not everyone's able to afford to have like 4 or 5 of them and pay for it per month.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at getting a YouTube Premium recently, and the representative I was texting on the support page told me that, oh, sorry, but we don't have annual subscriptions for Australia yet. And I'm like, oh, fuck that. Just close the chat. I mean, the issue is that while these shows may exist, it's just not really accessible to the, you know, broader public. Unlike it was with television. So you'll have a lot of TV shows and stuff people could be watching. It's just they're not watching it.
What if there's only like 1 or 2 TV shows that you actually want to watch, but the only way to see them is if you have like a monthly subscription to like an entire channel, but that's the only one thing you watch? You know, it's like TV, but more expensive.
Actually, it's like pay television or satellite, just
10 yeah. Times only, less. You know, instead of paying for cable, where you get like 100 channels, you're paying for, like, for the individual channel, which is kind of weird if you think about it. Like, who pays for the Disney Channel? I guess you do if it's online, right? Like, it's weird. But that's pretty much 2023 right now. Like, the streaming services are just taking over.
I think
2020 helped a lot with that.
It's like everybody's trying to go on, and like they all want a piece of the whole streaming service pie, you know? That's the reason why we can't get Halo TV series on Netflix and Hulu as much as we wanted to.
Oh, man.
It's going to have to get to a point where one company or two companies are going to have to set themselves up in each region and then just buy the rights to materials to be able to show them.
So, like, TV, basically. Yeah. Like a TV station that owns multiple channels.
By all means, have a subscription service, but have one where people can go to pay for that, get access to everything. And then TV shows that do really popular by, you know, the grand, you know, by everybody, gets more money, while the really shitty ones basically just, you know, wither and die like they should.
That sounds like a monopoly, because right now we have different companies competing. Like, Disney has the rights to certain movies that they're not going to allow things like Paramount Plus to have their content on there, because they would be making money off of their IP.
But see, like, that's, you know, competition. I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where instead of having one media company like that already exists, have a new thing, something like how television would work, where it's an entirely separate entity. They don't make any of their stuff. Kind of like what Netflix used to do.
Hmm.
Yeah. That way, that company isn't, in competition by making their own stuff. They just supply everybody with everything. Because at this point, it's just too saturated, and it's not helping businesses as it is. It's just making things 10 times worse. That's why satellite TV was bad.
I suppose for its time. But yeah. Side note, to continue on this whole thing that what we're expecting of the creative, you know, in the entertainment popular media sector, here's another one for you that may or may not, that we might be expecting, which is just a rumor at this stage. But yeah. Harry Potter reboot on the way of a new cast.
Wow. Now, some people are saying that this is too early to do this, because, you know, they already have the Fantastic Beasts movies out. Mind you, the Harry Potter movies came out over 20 years ago. Crazy to think about, right?
Yes.
But why do you think they would be redoing this?
Is it because there have been... I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the rumor mill that's been saying, like, some people were basically doing this out of spite and dissatisfaction of the opinions of the author herself, J.K. Rowling.
Right. But she still technically owns all the rights to this IP, right? Like, it's not like other companies can use her characters.
Yeah, well, it's her baby.
No. Right, but it's also like her property, you know, so people can't just steal it and change it and do that, right?
Do that for a profit, otherwise that's basically you get sued.
I imagine if they're going to reboot this, it probably has her support, right?
She'd have to have her approval.
Yeah, it would have
to necessarily. What's going to matter legally is whether or not she still, J.K. Rowling, possesses the rights to the movies. Because if she doesn't, then any new movies can just be made willy-nilly.
Oh, that's true. That's like what happened with Rings of Power. They didn't technically have the rights to certain material, so they just made crap up. And you know what is really salty too? Remember, I think this was either last year or the year before, they had like the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter and they didn't invite J.K. Rowling to it? Like that whole reunion, like she wasn't allowed to be there. That was messed up.
So they just got all the stars, but all the thingos.
Yeah. She was like not allowed to be there because of like some Twitter controversy or some stupid shit.
Yeah, that was really fucked up. Like, I don't like how people hold grudges just because someone said their own opinions on something on Twitter. That's fucked up.
Yeah, and especially because she's like a celebrity and has to like, you know, she talks to millions of people, right? They all look up to her, and God forbid she says something, I don't know.
Yeah, geez, it's like...
But yeah, like, the creator of Harry Potter wasn't allowed to go to her own freaking, like, 20-year reunion from all the movies. Like, that's messed up, man.
See, this is why, like, is it Chris Hemsworth, the guy who did Star-Lord and the new Jurassic World movies? His approach to the whole thing was basically to, you know, keep his mouth shut about stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smart.
Yeah, but now when you think about rebooting the Harry Potter series, what do you possibly mean? Like, is it create a new series, or do they, try and redo the first series of movies for a whole new generation? Like, from the books?
Well, from what it seems like, at least from the article, that they're going to be recasting Ron, yeah, Hermione, Harry, and Harry. So they're going to be doing the same three characters. I imagine they're probably going to be using the same story, but I mean, I don't know. Are they going to change it like crazy or just redo it, but with...
Wokeism?
I don't... Why would they do this? Like, I don't know.
Well, it's to make money. I mean, look at the Spider-Man franchise.
Okay, like, yeah. Seriously, you know what? Good point. You're right. That's a good point. how many different origin stories does Spider-Man have at this point? Like 5, 6? Okay, fair enough. They're going to make Dobby transgender. I know it.
They're going to make Harry Potter fat. Like, what was it? The Simpsons called him Harry Plopper.
Yeah, and Voldemort is going to be the sympathetic villain that he's actually been good-hearted all along, you know, like the Grinch or something. Sure, why not? No, I don't know how they're going to reboot this, or even if they're going to. But if they did, I'm sure there's some stuff they could probably add in to make it, like, hopefully a better series, you know?
We'll see. I mean, if they do reboot the books for the past generation, they've got that to work with. It's, you know, the foundation is already there. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool to see Nearly Headless Nick's Halloween, like, Death Day party. Mm. That was a really cool scene from the book. I wish they had that in the movies, man. Oh, that would have been so awesome. I remember playing, like, the Harry Potter games, like, you would play, like, at the creepy, like, ghost party. Yeah, that's just one thing that comes to mind. If they were to, like, remake the series, maybe they'll add some scenes or something that they didn't in the movies.
They might say the dialogue lines to another live comment, you know, goes of saying, are they going to say something different than, you're a wizard, Harry?
Oh, yeah, what would they say? Harry.
Oh, maybe they'll change it to witch.
No, you're a warlock, or you're a sorcerer.
Sorceress. I mean,
no, stop. Or you're wixard. No. Okay.
the last one, but it's Harry Potter. You can't get around with this without spoofing Harry, without ribbing on Harry Potter in some way or capacity or another. But I guess, yeah.
I really don't think it should be rebooted. Yes. The movies that, at least like growing up, that I've seen, I think they still hold up pretty darn well today.
Oh, but they're not working enough.
They're fine. They're fine the way they are. Don't break it.
I mean, the only thing, if anything, is just a high definition recasting, so that's just not, you know, not as grainy as all those years ago. But either way, like, the only thing is, though, they're saying that they have a time frame of like 3-5 years, give or take.
Oh yeah, about that. Are they going to do like every movie, like all 7 or 8 of them? It's going to take more than 3 to 5 years.
Well, yeah, that would take a lot more than 3 to 5 years.
With woke actors, wouldn't it take something like 3 to 4 times as long to film each scene?
Yeah, you're probably right. Everything's getting all delayed.
But you're right though. Like, what does this really, you know, speak to you as? Like, if everything is gonna be like a new series, a new season, or gets rebooted.
Yeah,
like, well, it's just basically indicative of a bigger trend, right? Like, everything is just going to be milked.
I don't know. Like, there's a lot of potential here, and I don't mean like for the original three characters. Like, no, they could do like other stories too, like the Marauders. Like, how did they create the legendary map and like the first Wizarding War? Like, what was that all about? I don't know. Or even like the founders of Hogwarts, like how they created the school. Maybe there's some fun stuff with that they could do. There's all kinds of stuff.
Like, they could make a whole new series of subplots and so forth, and auxiliary material.
Yeah.
Right, like, kind of like, you know, Lord of the Rings had all that stuff, but Amazon chose to go the whole, you know, Second Age route stuff. And
I don't know.
But this isn't the time to talk about Lord of the Rings.
I know, it hurts.
I know. And the fact that they had made all these controversial casting decisions going into the next season. Yikes.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
I have a question for you guys, though. What Harry Potter house are y'all?
That's a question. Do you know, guys, what houses you are in?
That's a good question. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's start. What about you, Avira?
Oh, Ravenclaw. Definitely. Yeah, blue and bronze, baby.
I'm Ravenclaw as well.
Nice.
No.
Personally, I don't mind watching the movies, but that's as far as I'll take it once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what Hogwarts house are you?
Like I said, I just watch the movies once, that's it. I'm not...
Okay, so you don't like get the... Okay.
Yeah. It's like with My Little Pony. I'll watch the TV show and maybe the movies when they come out once, but that's basically it. I'm not really knee-deep in sort of going nuts with it.
Well, I'm getting Hufflepuff vibes. Even your icon is looking like...
Green.
Yeah, I can see Hufflepuff.
Green, gray, and black.
Well, no, that's like badger colors, you know? Like white and black.
Mm. Yeah, white and black are badger colors. White and black are, you know, colors of a lot of animals. You know, border collie.
Zebras.
Yeah. Husky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting thought. Kiona says, I expected Ali to be Hufflepuff. You know what? I actually share the same sentiment.
Oh, really?
You guys think I'm Hufflepuff?
Well, you are very loyal.
I do believe you have Hufflepuff vibes.
I mean, yeah, I like, the thing is, like, I'm really sweet most of the time, but sometimes I could be a total bitch too. That's why I say Ravenclaw.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Jolt, I'm going to guess you're more of a Gryffindor.
Who knows? Like, I haven't...
Did you take the Harry Potter test? Like, the quiz?
I mean, I'm all sorts. I could probably end up being either a Gryffindor or a Ravenclaw, knowing that, you know, I've been kind of, like, known as the... Like, I kind of was, like, the, you know, one of the smarter kids in school.
That was better be Ravenclaw! Archetype. Yay! That's the best.
That would be my defining archetype, if nothing else.
Cool.
Yeah, but you're right. You know, I would probably be the Ravenclaw more than anything else.
Yeah, and plus blue is close to purple.
I guess so. You know, that's something that's interesting, though. When you're either you like the books or the movies, they always show, like in the Great Hall, an even number of students per house. Mm-hmm. But is that really the case? Like, if you look up at, like, like most people in general, like if you were to survey 1,000 people, do you think it would be an even split, like 25% each? Or do you think more people would choose Gryffindor or Slytherin or something? I don't know. That's just some Harry Potter theory that I thought of that I haven't really seen anyone else talk about.
No.
Maybe I'm just a nerd and I'm getting too deep into it.
I don't know.
That's probably the case. Never mind me.
I think I just basically would assign people based on their, you know, defining archetypal traits, personalities, and what have you.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, that's what the Sorting Hat does. But, like, what if there just happens to be, I don't know, 1 year out of 100 students, like 90 of them all go to Hufflepuff or something. And it's like, oh, well, only 10 of them are left and the rest of them go to like whatever houses. But like, right? Like, wouldn't there be cases like that? I don't know.
It's a bit meta at the moment.
Yeah, whatever.
But anyway. But yeah, but I guess I believe that's just kind of, you know, the direction the thing is heading at the moment with the, you know, in the field of entertainment.
Well, yeah, there is also a new reboot happening as well, which we did talk about. It's another Netflix series, you know, Avatar. I believe that's coming out this year in 2023.
Airbender.
Yeah, the Netflix series. It's like a live action. They're doing a lot of new live action stuff.
Yeah, it's like...
It's all reboots. Like, it's all, like, nostalgia properties that they're just rehashing to make it, like, just for money, I guess. But, like, no one has original ideas anymore.
And if they are, it's just considered, oh, it's too risky. No, it's too thingo. Oh, it's too whatever. But, you know, but I think it's kind of the same thing. Like, you can see that this may just spill over into things like the video game industry. Like, what do you think may just happen in the field of games, too? It's another big question I want to ask, guys. I know none of you guys, you know, you're not really, like, big gamer types. Right, but
no, but I'm still looking forward to Spyro 4. I mean, I know it's another sequel, but come on, like, this has been a thing for the last year on Twitter. We've been talking about this.
Go on.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Spyro, you know, Crash, if they resurrected Crash Bandicoot and gave him a number 4, then, you know, could possibly happen to Spyro.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, you were about to say something, Ali?
Yeah, I was saying, like, speaking of video games, I really miss playing Second Life and VR Chat, the PC version. Like, yeah, I can't play it at the moment because I don't have a PC right now. Mine broke down, like, months ago.
Are they making any, like, new things this year for Second Life, or is it or no?
No.
Second Life hasn't really changed, actually. It's still just running as it always has been.
Yeah, like there's no expansions or anything, upgrades.
No,
anything.
There's...
No, it's just,
an expansion.
It's just run by the community.
Okay.
So the way it basically works is that you've got the main sims that are owned by Linden Labs itself, and then other people come in, they buy a sim, they set it up however they want, do whatever they want to it, have it private, have it public, have a club or whatever, and theme park or whatever they want, and you just go there. That's it.
Yeah. Like, I remember watching ads for, like, Second Life whenever I was a kid, but I never got around to it until late 2021, whenever Foxler introduced me to Second Life.
Nice.
Yeah.
It seems to be a really interesting all sort of things for the... in the game world for 2023. But at the same token, you know, all the big events and announcements just seem to happen towards the back end of the year. So, but again, I think, you know, another thing that we've just found is that apparently there's now not, you know, people are saying that the supply crisis for the PlayStation 5 is finished. And it took 2 years to sort out.
So that means you can get a PS5 now with no hassle?
I like to think that's the case.
Oh.
Yeah, but wow, even then you gotta ask yourself the question, you know, is it worth it, and is the value proposition, you know, again, a good prospect where you can like get a Nintendo Switch or otherwise for it, or a PC even.
Well, yeah. It really falls down to the games you want to play. I mean, I understand how some people get all sort of antsy about buying, like, the console. But if that console only has a portion or only some of the games that you actually want to play, while the others have the more plus... That's the real thing that bothers me when it comes to people buying consoles. They don't consider the games they want to play.
I mean, back then it used to be like the games that people wanted to play were the main draw of consoles. Like, you know, think of the PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 era, and to a lesser extent, PS3. Right?
Well, yeah, because in those days, video game characters were essentially mascots for the console. Like, and, you would get the console and play, like, that series.
And, you know, everything was running on bespoke gear and stuff, and, you know, they just be lapped up by whichever studio picked them up.
I mean, what would Nintendo be without Mario? Come on now.
Right, yeah.
Or Zelda, you know?
Pokemon.
Sonic, yeah. Sega.
Of course.
Was it Halo? Xbox. Was it Xbox originally having Winx the Cat?
Yes.
And unfortunately,
because they thought,
got,
you know,
Halo.
Master Chief was going to be too violent of a thingo.
Whoops.
But no, it's all up. Wasn't too bad of a thing. But again, like, what do you think? Is this gonna be a bit more of kind of, you know, the same thing? Like, are we gonna see more upscaling and porting upwards? You know, PS4 going to PS5.
No, the problem is that a lot of people still like to play a lot of the older games.
Yeah.
So it means that you have to have developers working on both, porting old games and also making new ones. It's just too much. It's going to have to get to a point in the industry where you'll have people who solely do nothing but port old games to new hardware, and people who just develop, you know, the next gen gaming experience. But I do question whether or not some manufacturers might start turning around and saying, well, let's just make let's just add in the hardware to make it compatible, like what they did with the original PlayStation 3, where it had a PlayStation 2 chip in it that could play original PlayStation games potentially, and also the PlayStation 2. So it's going to add more expense to the actual hardware because you're putting more in there, but still it's...
Yeah, but backwards compatibility would mean that people would buy more games, though. Or at least these are old ones.
It's like, that's the thing.
I have to wonder what would happen if the Nintendo Corporation turned around and started selling the original Game Boy and Game Boy Color cartridges again.
That would basically, you know, that would people make this incentivize people from wanting emulators.
Oh, well, it would take away the necessity for it to a point, but still being able to play it on something like a phone or a computer would... Well, you can actually do that with a computer. There are some external devices that you can connect up and just run through an emulator.
Oh, yeah. But now, you know, the hardware's fine, so I think we're still, you know, we're still years away from another console generation, but either way. Maybe, I don't know about Nintendo, though. Like, you reckon the Switch is getting a bit long in the tooth?
Yeah, we've had a revision of it recently, and I wasn't really impressed with it. My assumption is maybe another 2, maybe 3 years at the most, and a next generation console for Nintendo will come out. I'm not too sure about the PlayStation or the Xbox, or whether or not some other company will try to muscle in on the game
experience.
I mean,
now we've got things, you know, the Steam Deck, and all the other little, you know, big tech console startups have just gone to shit, you know. Google Stadia failed.
Yeah, that was epic.
So honestly, like, if you want to try to do that stuff, I guess, you know, leave it to the big boys or try your luck in the VR segment. Or again, yeah, come up with something new. But yes, but yeah. Anyway,
I wonder when PlayStation 6 is going to come out.
Maybe they'll just switch to the PlayStation X.
Yeah, right. PlayStation Gamma or something crazy.
Pull a bloody Apple. No, sorry. That was a Microsoft.
The Microsoft. I wonder what the next Xbox is going to be called, because they have like the most inconsistent naming scheme.
Yeah, the Xbox One, it was like, what is that, the seventh generation or something?
Yeah. We have the series, we had the one, we had the 360, and then we had the, you know, the OG Xbox.
How about Xbox Infinity? That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, Xbox Beyond.
Beyond.
Oh, crying out loud.
Yeah, they're going to start running out of things to name them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at least PlayStation keeps a consistent scheming. Nintendo is, if I'm honest, Nintendo seems to be the one that's just, you know, breaking out, you know, breaking the mold in terms of their hardware.
Nintendo themselves seem to have stuck to their idea about doing their own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the portable console, it's basically looks like they've turned around and said, you know, we're not going to do any fixed consoles anymore. We're just going to go completely portable.
Yeah. But, you know, but the other thing is, though, you know, we have a thing like the Steam Deck. And now that may be a very possible way for someone like Avira to get onto Steam.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like we definitely said, we covered it a couple years ago. It's basically, you know, a Nintendo Switch-sized pocket PC where you can play all your Steam games on.
Man, the amount of Steam consoles I've seen have been psychotic. They've really been trying to punch into the portable market for a while now, but it took Nintendo to literally do their own thing for the Steam Deck to take off. It's bloody hilarious. Oh, and don't forget, there are also third-party consoles that are Steam Deck compatible.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we just, you know, maybe the PC stuff, peripherals makers will basically jump in on that too. So, but yeah. But I think that's pretty much it, though. Is there any other, you know, just to round this out, is there any other prediction you want to throw in for 2023? Just before we round out the show?
I believe the bar's going to be lowered again. It just has to be, with everything that's been going on in the last 2 years with just the communities in general.
When do you think they're going to scrape the bottom of the barrel?
Well, it turns out that murder isn't exactly beyond most people's thoughts.
Right.
So I sort of blame Game of Thrones and that for bringing up people's violent tendencies and finding it acceptable. But, we'll have to see.
Mm-hmm.
Jolt, bottom of the barrel. Okay, two words. Pregnant Joker. Like, the hell?
The bottom of the barrel.
We're already there. It's messed up already, my dude. We gotta just get out of this bonkers nonsense.
Stop. I'm in denial of this existing.
My god, like, what timeline? Oh, man. I hope this year turns out okay. I don't know, man. Let's hope. That's all.
Now we need something to uncurse this thing, a timeline already.
Please.
Actually, I should just put a new overlay on it. I'll come back to you next episode with a new overlay for it. In a caption. But yes. So, anything else you'd like to add? Closing statement. Ali?
No, I really don't have any thoughts on the topics.
Or any predictions for 2023.
Oh, no, I really don't have any thoughts. There's some things that I'm hoping for in 2023, but don't want to go into detail, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose we'll soon stick around and find out. All right. Well, I think I reckon that's pretty much what it is for this week. You know? Kind of nice to start, you know. I suppose it was a way to ease it in this year, but not with what we, you know, got landed on our plates, right? Sometimes you just, you know, you sort of take what you get. But as always, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this as much as we did making it. As always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Play.fm, iHeartRadio, BitChute, and more further down the line. This is, you know, season 6 of the Raiders Rambles. We've made it this far
in the world.
More to come. We ain't going nowhere. And this is us signing off for a week. Farewell. Till next time.
Bye. Bye, everyone.